Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You've come to the show Edge of Truth. My name is Will Gable, along with Sharon Quinn. We're glad all of you are with us again today. Our guest call-in number is 619-789-4304, 619-789-4304. Call in, we'll put you on the phone tree. We also have our chat room open for your ideas, questions, or opinions. Be watching that throughout the whole show. So today, our show is a little bit different, but then we feel as though it's something that all of you needed here. The name of it is Got Spirituality Nutrition. So what would that really, what could you gain from that as far as how's this going to feed your soul what it needs? What nutrition do you think your spirit soul really craves, and do you have enough of it? And how do you determine the quality nutrition for quality spirituality? So we wanted to get off into how these come together here for the best harmony in your life. So, Sharon, how are you today?
I'm doing quite well. Good morning, everybody. And welcome, as Will was saying, to the Edge of Truth. You know, when we think about things like spirituality, well, we know truth is important. Truth in a relationship, otherwise you feel betrayed. Truth in communications, truth at the political level. We crave it. We know we have to have it. Problem is, we don't even know what the heck it looks like half the time. And we're also very much aware of the fact that nowadays we don't even really know all the time when we think we're getting truth, if we really are being told the truth or not. It's very upsetting, it's very scary, and it's something that's really quite unpleasant. But we live with it, and we kind of just try to gloss over it. But you know, if you'll really give it just a moment's thought, you're going to really realize that down deep where we don't want to talk about it is a very important question, is what I believe spiritually, religiously, is it really the truth with a capital T? Is it the truth that actually is so with the Creator? Or are you caught in another loop where you're really giving your heart and soul to something, a teaching that push comes to shove, isn't really correct? From my after-death experience, I can tell you that once you pass over and you die, you will realize a couple things pretty quickly, actually. And they are, one, you didn't end and get totally disintegrated and it was over. You actually are and survive and have true existence beyond your body dying. All that really happens is our body dies and we have to get another one. Now, we only have to get another body, in other words, be born again, reincarnated, if you like, if upon that leaving of the body, our entire energy field, which Einstein told us we have, we also know you can't add or subtract from your energy field. You can only change its resonance. You can change its vibration. You can change what it is harmonizing with, but you cannot get rid of it. And it has an eternal quality to it. Well, that's what was real clear to me. And whether I liked it or not, whether I believed it or not, was irrelevant. It was very clear to me within seconds. Oh, I have to come back again. I do not have my resonance vibrating 100% with the divine. I still have attachments to life. I still have attachments to beliefs. I still have attachments to what others have told me. And sometimes even attach a little bit of attachments to pain and sorrow, resentment with others, what they have done. And as long as I have any of that, that is pulling my vibration back to earth, back to life, really. Which means I have to come back to Earth because that's where I created it in my energy field. So it was real clear where our spirit is eternal. Our spirit is loving And our spirit has a harmonic resonance with the divine and all the divine qualities because we are a facet of the divine. We are as all of humanity is actually a singularity. We are a unity of oneness. We're not very unified, but it's not because we aren't unified. It's because we aren't resonating truthfully with the capital T to truth that is eternal. We are all over the place. I got my truth, you got your truth. All of this is ego talking. And as long as we are listening to that, we're eating a lot of ego information, and ego information only nutritions and feeds your ego mind. It does not feed your spirit. As a matter of fact, it's toxic to your spirit because it's the opposite of who you really are. It's the opposite of coming into harmony and oneness with the Creator. And it says, I like my mind and I like earth and life better than I like my eternal self and what our Creator, God, really has in store for me. Is that what the word is? No, I don't want to use those words. What our Creator intends for us. And the Creator intends for us to be co-creative, create within the beauty of all the eternal laws and principles, as well as to be true to who we are. Now, this is a very, very important. And that's why the title says, Got Spirituality Nutrition? Well, let's look at those words. Got is asking, do you have it? Do you really have it, or do you just want it? Do you think you got it? No, if you think you got it, it doesn't mean you got it. Got it means you actually have it. That's an important word. What's the second word? Spirituality. All right, look at the core of that word. It is spirit in actuality. In other words, your spirit actually being who you are in daily life, your presence emanating through who you are and being the part of you that is thinking you and making your decisions and aligning your goals and aligning your purpose. So who you are is the key factor. And if it's not your spirit in actuality, then what are we looking at? Ooh, that's not a question that is difficult to comprehend. It may be difficult to answer, but it is not difficult to comprehend because the question is with us, sitting somewhere in the background of our consciousness at all times, in the back of the mind. Some of us have brought it to the front row seat. Some of us have brought that question somewhere to the middle of an auditorium. And some of us have it in the back, very back row. But we all have the question. It's there. It's because our spirit is constantly pricking away at the mind, at our ego, saying, you are not looking or relating to the right part of yourself. You're relating to your mind, which is nothing more than a vehicle. It's like saying you got more love for your car than you do for yourself as the driver of a car. If you think about it that way, it simplifies things. And you want to keep it simple. So as long as we can keep it complex and kind of crazy, well, then we run away from it. And we'll have more fear than we have an open mind, knowing that it is the best questions we could be asking. But you also got to realize that when fear is motivating you to do or not do something, who are you listening to? Do you think your spirit presence has any fear whatsoever? Do you? Do you really think that? You might want to say, please don't ask me that question. I don't really want to think about it. I get it. I was there. I get it. But I also realized until I started asking the question and started allowing myself to see the true answers and not the answers that made me feel better, I began to realize I have to make some changes. I need to really look at what I am vibrating and resonating with, and I have got to find a way that really works and gets me out of the theory of what I need and want, but actually works in shifting my energy field. No more joking around, no more reading about it, no more praying about it, because what are those things? What do you think those are? This is a much bigger question, but the answer is extremely simple. You have spirituality, which is your spirit in actuality, meaning becoming and being who you are, not your ego mind, taking over completely. And that only happens one way, by the way. And it only happens if you can make your mind transparent. When you make your mind transparent, it is exactly the same, and you cannot separate your resonance, what you resonate with, and what's the filter or lack of filters in your mind. You do not want to be filtering your presence, your spirit, because all those filters are favor the ego. Okay, so that's a good thing to know. Now, you can listen to this show. It's very simple. I'm saying a lot because we only have a half hour. And I want you to get some really good golden keys out of this. And I'm giving them to you. I'm not hiding them. I'm not putting them into, you know, arcane, you know, sneaky kind of conundrums or mysteries or Zen-type phrases. I'm outright telling you. I'm delivering it pure and simple. Now, I know you're not used to that either, but that's okay. That's okay. So what you need to do is just listen again and again when you hear. And what's great about this being on a podcast is you can listen, stop, and think about it. You can rewind it and listen again and think about it. And you can rewind it and listen again and think about it. You have the power to do that. Oh, my God, you have this amazing ability to be able to review this again and again and again in ways in which you can really digest it, because that's what nutrition is about. You need and have to be able to digest it. If you can't digest it, then you cannot absorb it. And if you cannot absorb it, then it flies right over your head. Well, you're worthy of more than that. So I'm going to go back. You've got spirituality, so the type of information that is true with the divine will never change, that feeds your spirit as being who you are and how to get there. Then we have spiritual information. It's all over the planet. Oh, my God. What's the difference? Well, spiritual information is spirit as ritual. Well, if I'm going to pray today, that's a ritual. If I'm going to go through mantras all day, that's a ritual. If I'm going to go through affirmations all day, it's a ritual geared to the mind, to recondition the mind, to tame my ego. But it's a ritual nonetheless. Oh, my God. If I'm worshiping God, worshiping the Creator, that's a ritual. So rituals, you can do them lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. Time, but they don't necessarily do anything but keep you engaged in a process to numb your mind and make your fear and your worry go down. And you think, if I do this enough, it raises your endorphins, and you say, oh, see, okay, this feels better. This is my communion with God. That's a lie. Because your communion with God doesn't have to be repeated over and over and over again. It's an ongoing communion. A conversation that is ongoing, but the conversation is centered on what is eternally true, not what you necessarily think is true. So this whole show is about you really having to sit down and do the thing that only you, I'm going to say it one more time, only you can do for yourself. Reflect and think. Take each sentence I'm saying here, which is just pure truth. I have no agenda other than getting and understanding what became clear to me, because love is who we really are. We are a unity of oneness. And as long as you are more focused on your ego mind, I know you're separated from the Creator, and that hurts. That is a certain pain the Creator carries until you can return at one again. If you think enlightenment is just about getting these spiritual ideas, you don't really understand what enlightenment is at all. Enlightenment is you being who you are in daily life, and your thoughts being coming straight through your ego mind that is a window, so that the light and love that you are comes through and influences you every day. It's not colored. It's not tainted. It's not bent. It's not manipulative. It's simply a presence that emanates out, and boy, it feels really good because it's true. It's who you really are.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I know some of you want to get in on some of the conversation here with your questions. Our guest call-in number, 619-789-4304. 619-789-4304. And our chat room is also open.
Do you see some questions in there, Will, that you can just read what they are so I can answer them?
No, there's not anything. I'm just saying I figured some people wanted to get in here, so I wanted to re-remind them.
Sure.
I already did.
You stopped hearing me?
Yep.
All right, then that means I'm already going dead.
Okay, so our battery is going dead, so we're going to change out the headset here so she can continue with the show.
Well, hello, everybody. Got to pay attention to those little beeps, don't we? Okay. Well, I didn't realize it was going that dead that fast. Okay. Well, we're back. And what's really important is to get some clarity. You got to know that, and that was what was so interesting about when I had my after-death experience, was no matter how much my heart and soul was attached to certain beliefs and understandings, in reality, what was going on was the idea and the truth that it didn't matter that I believed it with all my heart and soul. If it aligned and was really the truth of the universe, really the truth with the Creator, it was still true. But if I believed it, no matter how much I believed it, no matter how much I was committed to it, if it didn't align completely with that truth, it deviated, there was a gap, it was somehow different, then it wasn't true. Then it wasn't working like I thought and hoped it would. Then what I was putting all my eggs in the basket of that belief were not going to happen. And I had a lot of that. I had a lot of it. I was raised in a Roman Catholic family, and I had lots of serious beliefs. And it was like, you got to come back, girl. You have not lifted yourself off the cycles that are part of Mother Earth, where things cycle back and forth. They die, they get regenerated, come back. And for humans, that looks like you have to get a new DNA situation and be born again as a child with another family. And we see a lot of things where we see parallels and where we think we've known a soul from before, and we may have, and very likely we have. Remember, we're one consciousness, and we do attract by our vibration. And if we have unfinished business with others, we're going to have a strong attractive field to be born again into a situation where we can all kind of work it out. An interesting thing that I discovered after I came back into my body, because I said, I had the choice. I mean, I had the choice right there before I even went into the light. It was a very powerful moment, and it was a powerful awareness. Speaking to the fact that I was a soul that knew when I came in, I really did not want to come back. I was very strong. Even as a kid, you could see that in me. I mean, I talked about that. I talked about it even as a kid. Okay, in a way in which a kid could talk about that kind of thing. And so I was kind of always seen in my family as a little difficult because they didn't really understand why I was having such a hard time a lot with the teachings of the Catholic Church, and why I loved them at times and then, you know, found conflict with it. We all know that we have a story to tell, and it's not the story that's important, because my story isn't going to redeem your story, but the truth and what you can do about it and to relearn how to resurrect your skills that are dormant at the moment, well, that's going to make all the difference in the world for you. That's the truth. And somewhere as you're hearing these words, I know that many of you are going to hear these words and go, oh my God, that makes sense. Oh my God, I wonder if I've got what I need. Well, I'm sharing with you what everyone needs because we are a unity of one. And I'm giving it to you clear because I have it clear right now. I have that clarity. I didn't have it for about 20 years after the experience because I had to actually heal all my attachments. And my presence was showing me how to do it in a way that I could teach others to do and have the same freedom. And it was very clear to me after a certain critical mass and shift in my energy field was occurring that this was teachable to others. And that was a very humbling unawareness. Think about it. How humbling to know that you've come to a question people have been asking. But not only is it humbling, it's obligating. It obligates you because now you have something others need as much as I needed it. And now, what are you going to do about it? Well, clearly, I'm teaching it. I'm talking about it everywhere I can. I share it with everybody I can because it's the true nutrition. It's the spirit to get your spirit to be who you are in actuality, in daily life, being the wonderful person that you are without ego interference whatsoever. And therefore, when you die, you become a no-returner, basically. You get to go right on and continue your existence and to create the beauty and the joys of the Creator that are outside of this matrix. Well, Mother Earth herself is a beautiful place and a beautiful platform. We can look at life and see that we have corrupted it horribly. The way we hate each other, the way we fight. Oh my God, just look around the world. What country is free from fighting and thinking they're right and others are wrong and being ready to go to war because our feelings are hurt or because something isn't the way we want it to be? We do not know how to live at the center point because why? From what I've just been talking about, our ego is front and center, and the ego does not know how to live as a unity of oneness. It's a theory. It's a belief. It's an interesting idea. And the cleaner your ego, the more you've tamed your ego, the more you can say that sounds like a wonderful idea. But your ego is always chomping at the bit in the background with what the ego is and how the ego thinks. It does not comprehend our true oneness. It can't because it's a separation consciousness vehicle. We are a spirit that is a consciousness that has no real form, so to speak. And our spirit is a oneness spirit. And that's who we really are. But we can't get there as long as we are still connected and attached to that ego mind. The core of the ego mind is fear. The core of your presence is love. Those are the two opposites, love and fear. When fear is coming into the forefront with you, I can guarantee you, you are not in touch with your presence at that moment. You're listening to the body. You're listening to the ego mind because they're fear-based. That's just the way it is. There's separation consciousness, and they don't have the awareness that love is the only thing that is real. There's out-focusing out into the matrix and seeing the illusion and seeing things that are full of fear, fearful. Full of fear, thus fearful. We all do it. You're doing it. And if you're saying that you have not felt any fear at all whatsoever, watching the news or being out while you're driving a car or seeing anything that goes on, I really would ask you to reflect upon yourself. How honest are you being with yourself? You know, the other thing that we have that the mind can do is called denial. And when we deny, we don't see what's there. When we deny, we have a way of putting blinders on. And the ego does that. Why would your spirit presence ever choose to be blind? Why would you ever choose to go to sleep to what is true? Why would you ever choose to not see everything? You cannot fix things that are broken if you don't see them as broken. You cannot make something beautiful if you cannot see it. You can't do anything with it. You have to be able to see to relate, and you have to see what is there so you can do something about it. So seeing things is not the problem. It's seeing them without fear. It's seeing them from the awareness that you are a presence that can do something about just about anything. Now, does that mean I can go and change your mind? No. Why? Because you have a free will. You are as powerful and independent presence with God as I am. The only difference is, what degree is our mind transparent? The more transparent, the more you are in touch with the truth, the more clarity you have, and the more that is the only thing you really got is that stability. You still can see with your ego eyes, but you're very much aware of the difference between what your ego eyes are seeing and your presence is seeing. Now, from the ego standpoint and listening to this, I know part of you are going, oh my God, that sounds so hard and so confusing. You know why? You know why? And you're right. It is. It is hard. And it is extremely confusing when the ego mind is doing the sorting, the sifting, and is the priority, has the highest percentage of filtering in your mind. When your presence has the higher percentage of filtering, you have a lot more clarity, a lot more access to all of your inspirited skills and who you are. And you can see with much more clarity. You can tell the difference between true spirit, which is always loving at a vibrational rate that literally is beyond anything in life, but can be in life. And that's interesting too. This magnanimous energy of who we are can come into the life field, into the unified energy field of life with its higher vibration and be here at peace. But the opposite is not true. You cannot take the fearful energy and go into the wholeness. It doesn't work that way. It simply does not work that way. If you would like to type something, well, to talk to people. So we really need to have clarity about all this. Do you have any questions or anything you want to ask or comment about? Will? I'll give the mic back to you. Okay. No, he's telling me, keep the mic, girl. Oh, so one of the questions that is like hitting me, and I just think I'm feeling it from the listening audience, from you, whether you're speaking it out loud or not, and a percentage of you will say, oh, that's exactly what I was wondering about. I just couldn't get to the phone, or I can't get to the screen today, or I'm listening to it after the fact in the archives, because that's when I listen to your shows afterwards, when I'm driving to work or something. Hey, I get it. Cool. Make good use of time. Some of the questions are, okay, if I really am this infinite spirit, and I really do find myself not sure how to sort out what is true from not true, what resources are there? What can I contemplate and think about that's organized in a way other than just listening to your show today, Sharon? But what is there? Well, that's an excellent question. And because that question was so important and having a resource was extremely important for people to sit down and on their own time frame think and contemplate, I wrote several books to document information and make it available to you. You can go to Amazon, you can go to your favorite bookstore, you can go to the library. You just need to know the names of the books and the author, Sharon Quinn, which is easily seen how it's spelled right here on the radio show. But the first book that you might really want to look at is called Tango with the Divine. And Tango with the Divine is the cliff notes to the Self-Gnosis trilogy, which is like the modern day rival to the Bible. It clarifies and strips off all the things that are not quite exactly right, that got, you know, kind of in there as ego filters on the truth. So you can see the truth just straight out as a golden thread of truth. And you can see how it's been talked about in all the different religions and spiritual thoughts and beliefs. It's very cool. So that's Tango with the Divine. Bring Your Life into the Light, Self-Gnosis 101. The other book is Preface to Your Eternity, Unearth Your Sacred Knowing. Now, that book tells a lot more about my story, about how things happened, how we got to where we are, so you can analyze that and figure out who the heck am I and could I possibly truly have the authority to say these things, or am I just pulling it out of the sky and just wanting to be important? It's very important for you to ask and look at that. So, till next week on The Edge of Truth, take care.